Okay, Rabotai, this is Megillat Rut, session 15. We spoke about the Inyan of Mo'aviv and Mo'avid last time. Now I would like to focus on the next topic, which is a very interesting, complicated topic over here, about this field that they want to do Geula. So in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer laGoel. Boaz says to the Goel, Chelkad Asadeh, the piece of field, Asher leAchinu leElimelech, that belongs to our brother Elimelech, Machra Naomi Hashava miSedeh Moav. Naomi had sold, who came from Sedeh Moav, sold it. So Naomi has sold, who is Naomi who came from Sedeh Moav? Vani Amarti, and I said, Egleoz necha, I should let you know the more. Kene neged hayoshvim veneged zignei ami. You should buy it in front of all these people who are sitting here, in front of all the elders of my nation. Imtik al geol, if you would redeem it, fine. Ve'im lo yigal, and if he doesn't redeem it, hagidali, let me know. And I will know what to do, which is I'm going to do it. Ki en zulat chalig ol, because there is no other goel beside you. Ve'anochi acharecha, which means there's nobody ahead of you. That's what it means. There's nobody ahead of you. You're first in line, and I'm right after you. Bayomer anochi egal. Good. So far so good. He said I will do it. Pasuk hey. Bayomer boaz. Bayom kenot chasadem miad Naomi. On the day that you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, umeet Ruda Moavia, and from Ruda Moavia, Eshet Hamet, the wife of the dead, Kanita lehakim shema medan nachalato, you would also acquire, or you're going to obligate yourself to establish the name of the dead person on his nachala, on his portion, on his land. Vayomer haGoel, and Goel said, lo uchal. Like Oli, I can't be goel for me. Penashkid the nachalatim, lest I would mess up my nachala, my portion. Ge'al lecha atayet geulati. You do geula, my geula. You should do it. Kilo uchalikol, because I can't do it. Okay, very good. And then we know the rest of it. I'm going to get to it later. That he takes off his shoe. Right, Goel tells Boaz, "Ken elecha," and he takes off his shoe. And he said that Gemara has a shayla. Who took off the shoe? Was it the shoe of Goel? Was it the shoe of Boaz? So we come out that is it a keli gone, keli magne? When you do kinyan sudar, the halacha is we pass kin that you do kinyan sudar with a keli gone. If I'm buying, I give you a shoe and I acquire. So here Boaz took off his shoe, gave it to Goel, and acquired the responsibility of Goel upon himself. That is how he got. Now, I'm going to jump ahead one more pasuk because it's important. Pasuk tet. Vayomer Boaz lazakenim. Boaz said to the zakenim, bechol ha'am, and all the people, edim atem, you guys are all witnesses hayom, ki kaniti et kol asher, because I bought. Pay attention, these are details that are important. Because I bought et kol asher leElimelech, everything that belongs to Elimelech, ve et kol asher leChidyon uMachlon, and everything that belongs to the Kilyon and Machlon, miad Naomi, from the hand of Naomi. He bought it from the hand of Naomi. So, what is going on here? He thought, he started off the piece of land that belongs to Elimelech, Naomi sold. So now it's time to do Geula. Now, I had mentioned to you, the pasuk says in Parashat Behar, that there's a concept called Geula Dasadeh. What's a Geula Dasadeh? The halacha is, this is how the Torah says it, the halacha is that when people came to Eretz Israel, they were given achuzah. Each shevet was given land, and each shevet divided those lands between the families, and each family got a piece of land, and that land stayed within the family.
So what happens, the Torah says, if a person becomes poor and he sells his piece of land, he needs to sell his piece of land. He became poor. So the pasuk says, Uvo goalo hakarov, uvo goalo, and his goel should come, his redeemer should come, and the goel et mimkarachiv, and he should redeem what he sold. Meaning, Reuven had a piece of land and sold it to Reuven from Shevet Reuven, right? Had a piece of land and he sold it to somebody, right? Whether from within the Shevet, from outside of the Shevet, he sold it to somebody. So Reuven's brother, Reuven's father, Reuven's uncle, someone who is close to him, should come and buy back that piece of land. Huh? To keep it within the family. So, Pashtut, it is to keep it in the family. Now there's a machloket Rishonim and Mimela machloket Acharonim. When a goel buys the piece of land back, when he's goel that piece of land, who the land will go to? Does it go back to the original owner, which means I did him a favor? Yeah. I laid out my own money to get that land and give it to him, and maybe hopefully when he has some money, he's going to reimburse me for it. But this guy became poor. He sold his land. Now he has no land. And people without land, they can't build their life up. When a person has the land, he plants it, he plows it, he plants it, he gets some produce, he sells it, and he'll make up money. If he has no piece of land, then he has nothing. How is he going to make ends meet? Right? Becomes a schlepper? Being a schlepper, being a porter, you're not going to make money. Right? You need to have some equity. So his goel goes and he buys back the piece of land and gives it to him and says, okay, here, build yourself back up. Right? That might be one pshat. Or another pshat is, which means that the mitzvah of Geula is helping the guy who sold his land. Or the pshat is that the goel who buys the land buys it for himself. He owns it now. And why did he do it? In order that the land should stay within the family, as close to the family as possible. So it's not a help necessarily for the owner, original owner, but it's a help for the Shevet, for the family, that their land should stay within the family. That's a machloket aposkim. Big nafkamina. Right? So here I'm not going to get into that, who's going to end up by, it's going to make an afkamina here too in the Peshatim. But I'm not going to get into that because that gets complicated. But you should know there's a machloket like that. Okay. So the pasuk says that Naomi, who came from Sadeh Moav, sold the Chelkat HaSadeh, piece of land that belonged to Elimelech. First of all, how did Naomi sell a piece of land that belonged to Elimelech? It's not hers. Halacha is that when a husband dies, his wife does not yarshin him. A wife never yarshins a husband. Right? She will not inherit the husband. The children are first in line to inherit the father. If there are children, the children will inherit. If there are no children, but there are grandchildren, the grandchildren would inherit it, which means we go down in the family tree. If there are no descendants, then we go to the brothers. Same level. Right? If there is no brothers, right? I'm sorry, if there are no sons, we'll go to the daughters. I skipped that part. If there are no sons and no daughters, and no grandson, no granddaughters, right? So it will go to the brothers. Right? If not, then it will go to the uncle. So the way it will go to the brothers means the father would yarshin the if there are no sons, right? Then the father would yarshin, and the father would give the Yerusha to eventually, when the father dies, it would go to the brothers, right? And no brothers and sisters, right? And if then there is nobody in that level, then we go to the uncle, the father's brothers, which means goes to the grandfather, and then gets divided by the uncles. So we go down. If we can't go down, we go up. Level by level, we go up. Good? But the wife never yashins. Elimelech died. Who yashined him? Machlon and Kilion. Machlon and Kilion died. Who yashined them? There are no other sons. There are no other sisters, no brothers. They have no children. Who yashined them? Uncles. Right? It will go up. Right? It will go up. So what do you mean Khirkat Asadeh? So how did Naomi sell a piece of land that belongs to Elimelech? That's question number one. Question number two.
Who did it belong to when she sold it?
Okay, so one simple answer to it would be it was the piece of land that would come to her as her ketubah. Right? Levi said that last time, two times ago.
But there's no geula in that.
Huh?
There's no geula.
It's her land, she sold it. Just like everything else.
Yeah, but you don't need to do geula on that.
Oh, but you don't know. How do you know that?
Because.
Good, keep it. Okay? So that is one pshat, that it was her ketubah. Okay? And that's why, according to this pshat, it says chelket asadeh. Chelket asadeh means chelek, a piece. Right? A piece of land. It's not a full, you know, not sadeh shel Elimelech. Chelket asadeh shel Elimelech. A chelek of it. A part of it. Which part? The part that comes to her as ketubah. But if you say that, then we have a different problem. Because we said at the end, the last pasuk, Boaz said, I bought everything that belongs to Elimelech and everything belongs to Mahlon and Kilion. How? Who sold it to you? Who had the right to give it to you? If it's only her ketubah, how could you say, I bought everything? Okay, good. Good. Hold on. No, good. Right? So if you're not going to say it's the ketubah, you're going to have to say some kind of a Yerusha. Did Naomi sell it? How did Naomi sell it? The next problem that we have is, was the field sold or was the field, whatever the field was, Naomi was taking care of it. Either it was her ketubah or it was a Yerusha that's coming to her, which we're going to see. Had she sold it yet or not? So in this pasuk that we started, pasuk Gimel, it says Chelkat Asadeh Asher Leachinu Elimelech Machra Naomi Hasadeh Misadeh Hashava Misadeh Moab. So apparently she had already sold it. Right? Now, if you don't mind, turn back to when Ruth comes to Boaz in the middle of Perek Gimel. I'm going to tell you what pasuk. Pasuk Tet. Perek Gimel pasuk Tet. Vayomer. That is when Boaz wakes up in the middle of the night and there's a lady sitting there, sleeping there. Vayomer miad. Who are you? Vayomer anochi Rut amatecha ufarasta kenafecha al amatcha ki goelata. Cover, spread your wing over your maid because you're a goel. Look at Rashi. What goel? What is this goel business? She's telling him. Cool. Yes. He goelata. Likol nachalat ishi. What does that mean? Kimo shenemar ba goalo hagaro vela vegaal. Vachamoti. This is the part. Vachamoti vaani. My mother-in-law and I. Serichot limkor nachalatenu. We need to sell our nachala. We need to sell our nachala. Now we sold. We need to sell our nachala. And now, alecha liknot, time for you to buy. Buy. Be goel. What do you mean buy? Buy back. Be pode. Why buy? We need to sell it. What do you mean? You sold it or you didn't sell it? Now that you're going to sell it, buy it, I'm sorry. When you're going to buy it, buy me with it too.
For sale.
So what's going on? What do you mean? Buy me also this way. Kishiyavol asade yom ruze ze eshet machalon. So imagine they haven't sold it yet. There is an extra problem over here. There is a halacha that the Torah says if a person sells his piece of land, right? He's not allowed to sell a piece of land. But if a person needs to sell it, let's say he sold it. He found a buyer and he sold it. And there's no goel around. Meanwhile, And he, all of a sudden, wins the lottery, and now he has money. He wants to go buy it back. He's not allowed to buy it back first 2 years. It's asur to buy it back first 2 years. Once you sold it, it's sold for 2 years. After 2 years, you can go and buy it back. You can't do this to a buyer. He's going to come and buy your field, and then 6 months later, you're going to give him money and take it back. You can't do that. If you sold it, the Torah says the first 2 years, it belongs to the buyer. After 2 years, you could come and buy it back.
Even if a different goal comes?
Oh, the Torah doesn't differentiate.
When you come and buy it back, is it forced that the buyer has to sell it back?
Yes. Since it is it's your nachala, you could force him to sell it back to you. But after 2 years, not right away.
What if he wants to sell it to you? He says, give me more money, I give it to you now.
Okay, then that's up to him. You can't force it, right? You can't force it, that's right. So you can't buy it back. So what do you mean? So when did Naomi sell the land? She didn't sell it when she was in Sedei Moab. She sold it after she came back, as it says. She sold it as Ashavam in Sedei Moab. How much time has passed? 3 months, 4 months has passed already. 3 months has passed already. So in 3 months, how could Boaz go and buy it back? It's not 2 years yet. What do you mean go and buy it back? So that's also a problem. Okay, good. So, we need to figure out what exactly happened over here. So I'm going to give you two mehalachim into this pesukim to see what's going on. So the first thing I want to share with you.
Do you have a problem with this Rashi or this Rashi you mentioned?
This Rashi would be a satira with the pasuk perek dalet pasuk gimel, because there it says she sold already. Here she says we want to sell it. So did she sell it or she didn't sell it yet? Right. And then on top of that, if she sold it, you can buy it back now. Right. And if she didn't sell it, what kind of a geula are we talking about? Two mahalachim I'm going to talk to you. But before we get to the two mahalachim, I want you to follow this chart. You see how let me just take one for myself and one for my family over here. I could give it out, please. And it's not enough for everybody, so please share. Is that enough? You become more friendly. You see it more friendly if you hear that. Okay. This is the... On top we have the chart of the Yichus. We already know about it. We spoke about it a number of times. That's the chart of the Yichus. There was a person by the name Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon ben Aminadav had four children. Elimelech and Abi Naomi. We don't know what this guy's name was. We just know he's the father of Naomi. Salmon and Peloni Almoni. Maybe his name was Tov. So Elimelech has two children, Machlon and Kilion. Abi Naomi has Naomi. Salmon has Boaz. And Peloni Almoni apparently doesn't have any children. Not that we know of. Okay? Now, that's the on top. The second two parts is how the situation worked. So unfortunately, we speak out like this, that we are talking about two different pieces of land. There is a piece of land that Naomi had as her ketubah, right? And Ruth also had as her ketubah, even though Ruth was a goya and there was no kiddushin at the halacha, but even among the goyim, when somebody gets married, they bring dowry. And towards the dowry, the husband obligates himself, in case he dies or in case he divorces the wife, to pay back towards all that money, jewelry, business, whatever it is that she brought. And Ruth was the daughter of Melech Moab. So obviously she brought with her some good stuff. Now, she brought dowry. Right? She brought things into the marriage. Nedunya. Right? She brought a Mercedes. Her father bought her a Mercedes. She brought a Mercedes. Right? And then her husband obligated himself towards that. Now, the husband has no money. Right? He obligated himself towards that. From what? From the land that I have back in Eretz Israel. Right? So now, even though the marriage was whatever it was, what am I saying? He made himself mechuyav to a person. Right? He made a kinyan, he promised, he made a shibud to a person. So Naomi also has, I'm sorry, Ruth, also has a chelek of the land.
The shibud works.
So that is the piece of land that they had. They could have easily sold it. Okay? And Boaz could buy it back. But there is more land involved. So look at this situation here. You see what land is involved. Elimelech died. Who would Yashin Elimelech? Machlon and Kilion. They died. Who would Yashin them? And Elimelech. So he would go to the uncles. There are three uncles. There is Salmon, there is Avinaomi, and Peloni Almoni. Salmon is already dead. Salmon is the father of Boaz. So Salmon is already dead. So whatever Salmon yarshins goes to Boaz. That's what we have on top. Avi Naomi is also already dead. Whatever he yarshins, he has no sons apparently, goes to Naomi. Peloni Almoni is there. Whatever Peloni Almoni gets, stays with him. He's Peloni Almoni. He has Peloni Almoni.
Why does it all go to Peloni Almoni? Is the...
Nothing all goes off for the other
one. Because he's the only brother, meaning it's that level. Why does it go to another level?
Because, no, there are three brothers, all three Yashin, became their Yashin. And it goes to their children.
Oh, they after they died.
Right. They had already died, but even though they're became, they would Yashin it.
So he's asking, is it goes by level, or everybody gets the same thing, goes down again?
Right, the second one. Not only the one who's alive will get it. That level, all the people on that level, they get it. If they're not alive, their children would get it. They would yarshin it, and right, nochalin umanchilin. That's the perek in Baba Batra. So it would go to. So here, Boaz. So the possession of Elimelech and Machlon and Kilion gets divided to three parts: Salmon, Avinaomi, and Peloni Almoni. Salmon's portion goes to Boaz. Avinaomi's portion goes to Naomi. Peloni Almoni keeps his. Right? So comes Boaz, and this is how they yashin it. Boaz says to Peloni Almoni, he says that Naomi would only allow a person to yashin. You know, Naomi would give up her portion, right? Well, right. Naomi would give up her portion to a person who would take, Ruth also. So if you come and you're kone, right? The ketubah that Ruth, that Naomi and Ruth have sold. If you want to be konedos, be goel those, you're only going to do that only if you accept to marry Ruth. Okay? So this is how the Bach, there's a perush that the Bach, you know, Bach has a perush on Ruth. This is how he explains it. He says that is so that is what happened. That if you're going to be goel, then you're going to be goel. You're going to get your portion, and you're also going to get Naomi's portion, because you're the goel. Naomi will give you her portion too, with the condition that you will accept to marry Ruth. Naomi wants Ruth to be married.
Which means Naomi did not sell her land. Nothing was sold.
That's right. That's right. Naomi didn't sell it. You're going to say, Naomi didn't sell it. She's about to sell it. And she would only give it to you if you accept to marry Ruth. So Peloni Almoni says, I don't want. Penashkin nachalati. Not only that, but the part of the Yerusha that I got from Elimelech, I will give you also. Because if you're going to marry Ruth, you're going to take care of that family, take over the situation of this family. It is only right that I will give you all the money that came from Elimelech and Nachron and Kidion to my chelek, my portion of the Yerusha, would also come to you. So this is one pshat. So this is how all that money ends up by Boaz. That's why Boaz at the end, when he wants to take Ruth, says, the lashon that I read to you, he says, all of you are edim, all of you are witnesses. Edim atem hayom, ki kaniti et kol asher le'Elimelech ve et kol asher le'Kilion u'Machlon. Everything I got.
Is she making the deal sweeter for Boaz, or the Aliyah I could have had also?
Anybody. Anybody who could have it. That's one pshat. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to say it right. Or another pshat, he says, Bach says on the second part, he says when Naomi came back from Sde Moav, right? Plony Almoni hears it, and Boaz hears it. Here she came back, she has nothing. She said, I went full, I came back empty. So, they both were mochel, their part of the Yerusha, to her. Right? It's her husband's money. Right? Now, a wife doesn't yashin her husband, but she's a cousin. Mitzad the cousin, she yashins. So, if she's a Yorish anyway, we're going to give her, we mochel, our part, that she should yashin everything from her husband and her children. This is the second part. Both Boaz and Peruni Almoni gave what they had to Naomi.
What did she have?
Their chelek of the Yerusha of Machlon and Kilion went to Naomi. They were mochel to Naomi. And Naomi said, whoever is going to be Goel, whoever is going to take care of Ruth, could have the whole package.
Goel here has a different meaning.
No, here Goel, I put it Goel because it could be either one, anybody. Naomi said, now that it's all mine. Okay? Now that it's mine, I need to sell it. I need cash. If I'm going to sell it, I need to sell it to somebody. Right? Who am I going to sell it to? I'm going to sell it to the one who is going to take root. Whoever is going to be a Goel, right, could have the land and could have root. But it goes together, one package.
If Pony Almoni was going to be Goel, Boaz weren't giving up his piece?
He had given up his piece already. He had given up already when Naomi came.
I'm talking about the person.
First Peshat? No, Boaz would not give him. Because he's saying, Geolata Geulati, you take my portion. You do my job. You do my job, I give you my land too. You do it.
But if Goel did it, then Boaz wouldn't have given up his piece.
He had nothing to give up. He had Kedima over him. There's no reason for me to give anything up. You're not making any deals. Bishlomo, when you come and make a deal with me. Right? He says, that's a Peshat. That Boaz had to make a kinyan with Peloni Almoni because he wanted to get, you know, if you're telling me you're going to give me your land, we better make a kinyan so you won't go back on your words. Why did he have to make a kinyan? Peloni Almoni Boaz comes to Peloni Almoni. Be kone. Be goel. He says, no, I'll do it, no problem. But if you're goel, you're going to have to marry Ruth too. No, then I won't do it. Okay, so you won't do it. So I should do it. Yes, thank you. Have a good day. So go do it. Why did he have to take off his shoe and make a Kenyan Sudar? And what is he making Kenyan Sudar? Kenyan you make any time that you're afraid the guy is going to be Chozer. That's why you make a Kenyan. Kenyan Sudar is, I'm afraid you're going to say something now. And then you're going to back out. I make a Kenyan, now you're a Shuba. That's it, I got it. That's why you make a Kenyan. So what is it going to be Chozer on? What is it going to back out on? Because the goel said, I'm going to give you my piece of land too. You do it here. You could have a piece of my land. Everything. Yeah. Whatever came from Machlon, Elimelech, my portion will come to you. On that he says, oh, Sayyid, take off your shoe. Let's make a Kenyan right now. I don't want you to change your mind tomorrow and say that and I'm going to keep my portion.
Why is there a Kenyan for the land?
Because they wanted the name of that person to be Nikra, who is going to take root, let her have the land, her husband's land, her, you know, the land that the husband got from her father, the family, let him have it.
Okay, so make it Mahmoud, then the king
is there. Huh? Fine. But somehow he gave it up. That's why the reason we say this pshat is because this Boaz says that I bought everything that belongs to Elimelech and Kilion and Machron. How? What right do you have to buy everything? Must be Ploni Almoni gave up his right. Yeah. You ask him why did he give it up? I don't know why he gave it up. But you see from the post he gave it up. He doesn't say he didn't give him money. We don't see anywhere that Boaz gave Ploni Almoni money for any reason. Why should he do that? I need to help out Naomi and I need to take care of Ruth. That's all I need to do. I don't need to go and buy his piece of land for what? You'll have to go think to see what you need. But you see that he says, I bought all of this Miyad Naomi. From the hand of Naomi I'm buying it. Because everything was given up to Naomi and I bought it from Naomi.
So Ruth has no chelik of
her Ruth only has the chelik of her ketubah.
So
that little piece of ketubah. Right. Like this, that's the second pshat. That's why Bach said the second pshat. He says the reason he says Miyad Naomi is because must be that they were mochel their part to Naomi, now they're buying it from Naomi.
He was
kone
for Naomi's sake.
When? Now? Miyad Naomi. Okay, I hear that.
And now he comes to buy.
Could be, I hear. Okay, yeah. He was worried about his future kids, not kids now. Kids now, there's nothing to worry about. No. Even if Ploni Almoni has kids, as long as he's still alive, nothing goes to the kids yet.
No, I'm saying for the what's called, he was worried to marry Ruth because he says the next person is going to come and make her pasul.
My future kids that are coming from Ruth are going to become pasul, right? Because they're going to say it's from Ruth, and they're going to pass it.
Ploni Almoni must have been older than Boaz.
Yes,
Boaz was not a young man.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Which
future kid? Boaz. Chazal say Boaz was 80 years old.
So Ploni Almoni was 100 years old.
Okay, maybe he was. Maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he's the youngest brother. Maybe he's younger than his nephew. I have no idea how old he is. We don't know how old he is. Younger than his nephew. Maybe. I don't know.
For Rimyon Shudar, who's going to take up? Boaz is.
Boaz took up his shoe. They might be passing like that. Yes.
The
buyer would give the shoe to take the merchandise, take the chiyuv. Okay, now this is how the... Now look at the pesukim. This is how the pesukim work.
There's only two ma'alech, that's it?
No, there are other ma'alechim too. I'm only speaking of two ma'alech. Right. So let's see. Look at. Yes. Yes, but it fits. There are other... There are a couple of other mefarshim also who go that mahalech. Rav Shlomo Alkavetz, you know the one who says Lechadodi? He has a sefer on root. He also has a mahalech. A sefer on root. He also has a mahalech in this. He asks all these questions. He just says, the whole thing doesn't make sense. What story? How does she sell it? Where did she get it from? And he goes through all that and he comes up with a mahalech.
Interesting, nobody did a
macha.
Why you
want to
do geula?
Okay, now, this is nakuda. There is this one more point that is very important. As I told you, the way the text of the Torah goes, the mitzvah of geula is, if somebody had a land and he ended up selling it, the close relatives should come and buy it back. Now, we said there's a machloket where they buy it back and then goes back to the original seller, or they buy it back and keep it. That I told you. The Ramban in Chumash says there is another mitzvah embedded into this mitzvah. And that is like this. That if somebody has a piece of land and he has a piece of land and he wants to sell it. He's a poor person. He needs to sell it. So he needs to sell it. Who should he sell it to first? The Ramban says the mitzvah is that his family should buy it first. Right? The family has a kedima. Not only they should buy it first, they have a right to buy it first. There is a halacha called, you know, the bar mitzvah. You know, the bar mitzvah means like this, that if I have a house, and I want to sell my house, right? And there's a neighbor who wants to buy the house. Somebody else comes, and he offers more money, or I like the guy, I cannot sell it to the other guy. I have first, my neighbor has the first right to it.
Even if he's paying less?
Okay, so if he pays more, I could tell my neighbor, this guy's paying more, so he should pay more. Whatever it is. But my neighbor would have the first right. Why? Because v'asita atova yashar. You should do something that is yashar. Because this guy wants to have his two houses connected. He wants to expand. He wants to buy it for a shul and build a shul, right? He wants to do that. So therefore, the first right goes to the owner. Same thing with the field. If I have a field, and my neighbor wants to sell his field, right? I have the right to that field first. Why? Because I want to expand my field. He cannot tell me, go buy somewhere else, right? To the other buyer who's coming, you could say, go buy somewhere else, right? You want to buy it. Ma'alihotam. What's the difference for you over here, over there? But if I have a piece of a field over here, right? And you're selling your field, I can't have one piece of, you know, land over here, another piece of land somewhere else. I want my field to be connected, because this way I could plow it together, I could plant it together, I could take care of it together. It's all one piece. That's called dinah d'bar mitzvah.
No, it doesn't matter.
So, Zogta Ramban, the same idea applies to when you want to sell your land, right? The right goes to the family, because since the land was given to you as a nachala, as a portion of Eretz Israel, and the right thing is that it should stay within the family, so the closest member of the family has the right to buy it more than anybody else, because his buying it would keep it within the family. If he can't buy it, doesn't want to buy it, then you go to the next guy. If he can buy it, doesn't want to buy it, go to the next guy. But this is how you approach. So the Mefarshim explained that this is what happened with Naomi. Naomi didn't sell her land. Again, to Malach. Naomi didn't sell her land. She wanted to sell her land. And who is she going to sell it to? She comes to the Goel, to Boaz, and say, you're Goel, you buy it. Exactly as Rashi said. Rashi said that Ruth told Boaz, "Chamoti va'ani serichol kol nachalatenu. My mother-in-law and I, we need to sell our a piece of land. Ata alecha liknot. Your obligation is to buy." That's why he says, "I bought it miad Naomi. I bought it miad Naomi. I bought it from the hand of Naomi." He says at the end, which means Naomi is selling it. Naomi is the seller. I'm the buyer. That is one malach. Now Boaz says, "Peroni Almoni is ahead of me. If he doesn't do it, then I'll do it." So he did it.
How is he ahead of
him? Huh?
Why is he ahead of him?
Because he's an uncle on the chart.
He's a higher level.
I know, but
he's closer to the roof.
He's right. He's one generation later. Boaz is one generation later. Okay, that's one malach. There is another malach. The other malach is. But now, according to this Mahalech, the Lashon that it says, Perek Dale, Pasuk Gimel, Bayomer Lagoel, Chelkat Asadah, Asher Lo'achinu Le'Melech, Machra Naomi, Hashemah Misadeh Moav, the Pasuk doesn't come out so exact. It says Machra, she sold. But she didn't sell it yet, right? So Mefarshim explained that doesn't mean she sold, it means she wants to sell it. Love Dafka. Okay? According to this Peshat, this Pasuk you have to say is a little bit Love Dafka Lashon. Again, let me explain. The other mahalach is that Shitake did sell it. She already sold it. She already sold it to someone. And Ruth goes and says that, buy it back. So what do you mean? What do we do with this Rashi? That Chamoti and I Serichot Limkor Nachalatenu. You have to say this is love, Dafka. Serichot means not that we need to. Hayinu Serichot. We had to, not we needed to, but we needed to sell it. Right? We needed to sell it. Now you goel go and be goel it back. The question was, once they sold it, they are not allowed to buy it back within first 2 years. That would be a kasha. What do you do with that kasha? The pasuk says that first 2 years, you cannot buy it back. So there are two answers to it. The Bach says two answers. One answer, he says, that she's not telling him go buy it back now. She's saying, you know, commit yourself. In 2 years from now, you're going to buy it back.
So let him marry her.
No. She's saying, commit that you're going to buy it 2 years back and marry me now. This way, when you marry me now, when you're going to buy it back, so I will go on that field and everybody's going to say, this is the field of Machalon. Right? So that is one matter that she says, you can't buy it yet, but commit to buy it in 2 years.
Both of them sold it?
Both, Naomi and Ruth, both sold it.
Dashan has only Naomi sold it in the past.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, that fits Rashi anyway. It says Chamoti v'ani, right? Then Bach says, and Rav Shlomo Alkavitz also says it. Brilliant, he says. He says, who says? The Torah says that if you sell your land, you can't buy it back before 2 years, because it's not right for you to sell a piece of land and then turn around 6 months later and buy it back. You know, the buyer loses out. You can't do that. But he says, maybe by goel, halacha is different. Since the goel is coming to help out somebody else, bederech mitzvah, right? The goel is going to say, I know you bought it back. You bought it from the guy, but I need to save him. So maybe the goel would have a right to buy it back within the 2 years. It's mechadesh halacha. It's not brought in Rishonim, this halacha.
But you really had a right first.
To buy it, to begin with.
Yeah.
Right. Could be. According to the Ramban, that would be. So, Goel could buy it back. So, according to this, comes out very interesting in Sadeh Achuzah. Sadeh Achuzah means, if somebody sells his land, he cannot buy it back for the first 2 years. But the Goel could buy it back anytime, as soon as it's sold. And if he doesn't buy it back, or there is no goal to buy it back, the land would remain till Shenat Yovel. Let's say they can't buy it back at all. They don't buy it back. The land would stay till the year of Yovel, and then automatically would go back to the original owner. So he says, maybe that's what happened. That Behemet, they sold it. They cannot buy it back. Naomi, and the Ruth comes to him and says, but you're a goyim, you could buy it back. Buy it back now. When you buy it back, you'll be able to recover me too. But all this selling and buying was either on the ketubah of Naomi and Ruth, or their ketubah plus as much as Naomi was able to yarshin, based on the chart that I gave you, that portion that she yarshin from her husband and her sons. This is what she had sold or she wanted to sell. But at the end of the day, when they were ready to do this geula, Boaz ended up with all the fields that had been Elimelech's and Mahlon and Kidion. All of that got transferred to Boaz.
Except Tov's.
Even Tov.
Why? According to Pshat.
According to the first Pshat. According to the first Pshat, he got it, he made a Kenyan from him.
Right.
And according to the second Pshat, he had already been Mochel to Naomi.
Meaning, even though we did all this shtick, selling and buying, but
first
still,
it's much harder.
The Kohen Almoni gave the piece away, no matter what.
Right. Either he gave it Bishad Maaseh, or he had given it when they came back from Slim Wolf.
Second, according to the first Bishad, she sold it. He didn't give it to her. He gave it to her before she sold it, which means by the time she did Yerusha,
she only sold her own part.
Yeah.
Right? But then
never gave anything up. Though.
Anything up. But when it came at the time that Boaz said to him, go and do this.
Which means either 2 years from now, you're going to go do.
Let's say do it now. and marry Rutu, he said, listen, I'm not going to do it. You do it, and you're here. I'm going to give you my portion too.
So which means, according to the 2 years from now, that you have to go 2 years from now, he says, even if I have a mitzvah in 2 years from now to do geula, I give you
I'm giving everything up to you. You take care of it. And on that, he took off his shoe to make a kinyan.
So the conversation was that night, which means Ruth...
That day.
Ruth was the shadiach of Naomi to give him that paras... Paras kalfecha.
Yes, yes.
Ruth... to bring the message to Boaz that night.
Right.
Paras kalfecha, they had that conversation.
And then you're going to have whatever piece of land that we have. Lemayis, the Boaz ends up with more pieces of land than he would have gotten had he stayed that night with Naomi. Yes. And with Ruth.
So which is, Ruth comes in with the conversation, please, buy the land and marry me.
Right.
And my mother-in-law, she's going to give you the her piece of land.
Right.
It's not sold. And Boaz says, hold on a second, I don't want to marry you and get the piece of land. Let me take the piece of land and you two...
To go away. To Plony Almoni.
How come nobody had any problem with getting married with her? So why would I do that?
Who?
Boaz. Go. Why would I get married with you? You're not.
So that's a Yibum which we're going to talk about next time. A, this whole concept of Yibum. First of all, in their mind was a chesed to Ruth. Had Ruth not been Moavi, Plony Almoni would have done it too. As a chesed. Right? It's a chesed. We're going to talk about it. Al-Sheikh HaKadosh has a whole arichud on this. We'll talk about it next time. The chesed, A. B, beside the chesed, we said Boaz knew that good things are going to come out of this. Right? Melech HaMashiach and all that. So he was happy to do that. So that's what they wanted to do it. Huh? That we're going to have to talk about. Is it the... You know, is it if you say that Yibum gets extended as a mitzvah to other members of the family, is a mitzvah. Otherwise, it's a chesed.
No, that's a machlokes. Either way, none of them would be because she's not a real Yibum.
Yes. That's what we're going to have to talk about. From the beginning of this sefer, you had problem with it. Thursday, come here, Hashem, we'll talk about it. I'm hoping, Rabotai, I'm hoping to finish it on Thursday. In case we don't, so then we're going to have to one more session.
That's what I said last time. I have so much trouble with it. Then I have problem with it.
All the reasons.
What person are you talking about? Which rush? Yeah, right. Because that's a ketubah.
You
gotta help me out. I don't know what you're talking.
Rashi saying over here that the eshet machus
uba galu agalu vela bechamodi vani zeli kol dimkona chalatenu ve'atar echal ignot. Now that you're going to buy the land, do me a favor. Can I gam oti ima? Why? Sheizacher shem hamed al nachalato. How? Kesheavu al asade when I walk into this field, because I'm going to be your wife. And the field is going to be yours. Well, no, I'm sorry. The other way around. Field is going to be yours. And then I'm going to be your wife. When I come into the field, walking around the field, what were people going to say? People are going to say, Zot Eshet Machalon. They're not going to say this is the wife of Boaz. They're going to say this is the wife of Machlon. Because I'm walking into his land. They're going to say that because the land was famous to be the land of Machlon. People knew that. They didn't know Ruth was about Isha Machlon. They never walked together hand in hand or next to each other in the park for people to see that this is his wife. But they knew this land belongs to Machlon. So when I walk into the field, they're going to say, she's Eshet Machlon.
And this is the Geula, basically. This is the Yibum, basically.
That's a Yibum. Because when they say I'm Eshet Machlon, the child that's going to be born, they're going to say this is the son of Machlon.
That's why I don't understand it, because this is the final.
Right. This is how you're going to help out.
The goel buy the land goes to him. The one that sell the land, he's losing. If I wait till Yovel, I get the money back, the land back. But if he goel and goes to him, I lose out here.
No. Whoever buys the land, they always make a cheshbon of the shenei tevuot. So when I sell your land, I'm going to make a cheshbon. From now till Yovel is 5 years, 5 times 10,000, the land is worth 50,000.
If buys the land and do the geula,
right,
and land goes to him, according to one of the...
Goes to Goel himself.
To Goel.
Right.
After Yovel goes back to
the Kumocher.
No matter what goes...
He goes back to the Kumocher. Yovel, everything goes back to original.
So what is the point of the Goel in the middle? If there's 2 years to Yovel, why should I go by and 2 years give it...
You're right. Maybe...
So what is the mitzvah?
But if it's 40 years to Yovel...
So what is the mitzvah here?
The mitzvah is that this land should stay within the family for next 40 years. If the land goes back to the Mocher, it's a gewaltig mitzvah. Yeah. Right? Even if it doesn't go back to the Mocher, it stays within the family. We don't want the name of it to be forgotten. We need people to know about it.
Are we going to discuss this thing about why these women are initiated?